When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Big story today. Well, before we get to the big story today, make sure you follow and interact on social media. Johnny B. Tampa on everything. Home_made_man on everything. And of course, JohnnyBComedy.com, WillsYouTube.com. Don't just listen and don't follow. Go take time right now. If you're in your car, just don't even look at the road. Just go on your phone right now and search and find us.
That's right.
It's the worst thing that you happen. You drive off the side of a bridge, big deal. It's worth it. All right, a big story today. Orcas, Will. What the hell is going
freaking
on?
Freaking animals, man.
They're fighting general, back, dude.
We had freaking alligators here. We had sharks. We had, what was the other one? Bears that were coming out of the ocean. Now we got freaking orcas.
I'm telling you right now, guys. Don't take any animal for granted right now. If you see a raccoon at a racetrack station while you're pumping gas and you think it'd be cute to give it a Cheez-It, don't.
Don't.
These animals are fighting back. I don't know if they're being mind controlled by the aliens, but they are trying to kill us now.
Yep.
I mean, it is definite. Because what these orcas are doing over in Europe, and there's multiple reports, they're attacking boats. And sinking them.
Mm-hmm.
And scientists don't know why.
They must know that there's food on there.
I don't know.
Unless they're just like, we saw a blackfish and now we hate humans or something. I don't think they would have seen the film.
I don't know. But did you see the 5.5 minute video from the yacht over off the coast of Spain?
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So these things.
They were just ramming it.
But the way they were circling, and it looked like it was like. They had a plan. It looked like the orcas were kind of hanging out in a little cluster. Like, all right, I'll go take the stern side. You take the bow. We'll hit that bitch. And they were like, it looked like a very intelligent attack. And they ended up sinking this boat or almost sinking this boat. They had to call Mayday, get help, and tow the boat in. But they've sunk several boats in the last several weeks. Goddamn whales! Aggressive, mean whales. It's crazy. I don't know what to think about it.
I don't. You know what bugged me about this story is, I was talking about this yesterday with a couple friends of mine. They're all rooting on the whales.
I know.
It's like, what?
No.
No.
Kill them.
We have dominance over animals. We're
yeah.
top of the food chain.
Yes.
It's not awesome that they're sinking these boats, and I think part of it has to do with that, much like the submarine. It's like rich people on yachts, and they're like, good,
yeah,
kill them.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, well, what about if it was you on the boat? And they go, oh no, not me, but other people, yes, I want them to die. I don't understand. These are my friends too, which I'm like, good god, man.
Yeah.
I don't get the cheering on for death and destruction by the wild kingdom. The animals aren't your friends.
No.
They are going to continue to do this, and they will eat you and kill you. They're
yeah.
not going to pass you by because you're rooting for them.
Yeah, like the shark attack in Egypt, and I guess they found the shark, and they, like, beat it to death in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That it just killed a dude.
Well, with that, I don't want to see him just, like, beating animals to death or anything. I like animals.
I think they were trying to send a message to the other sharks.
They were trying to send, or take out one that got to taste for human flesh. I don't
right.
know how they got the exact shark.
Maybe it wasn't.
But Tim Dillon had a good tweet about that, and he actually talked about it too in his podcast this week again. But he said that this wasn't about animals or, you know, taking out an innocent animal. It's about power.
Yeah.
The sharks had it in the water, and the people have it out of the water. And it was
true.
Just a show of force and power, which is so true.
He's so smart, because that is a perfect way to put it. Yeah. Like, you go into their area, they rule that area, they may eat you. But they have to understand, we have the power to drag them into our area. and kill them and eat them.
You need to start beating some orcas to death.
Dude.
You need to take the ones at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And make a show out of it. And pick them up by their tail and hold them out of water and let's beat them with sticks. And we go, listen, you want to take out our yachts, we're going to beat you to death. We're going to kill you. We are the supreme beings on this planet.
Uh-huh.
And we will show you how it's done. Make an example out of them. If they start attacking, start shooting shotguns at them when they're attacking.
Dude, I was thinking that when I saw the video from the yacht in Spain this week. And I thought, they're all just going, oh my God. They're beating metal on the little metal rail to try to scare the sharks away. And I'm like, what do you do when, like, Somalian pirates attack your freighter? You shoot. They got goddamn 50 cal guns on some of these freighters now to fight off Somalian pirates. F you, whale. I'm popping caps in you. I don't care. You're trying to sink my goddamn $5 million yacht. I'm putting caps in you, Shamu. You're going down.
I think they have the right to defend yourself on the open sea. If Somali pirates were charging your yacht, you'd be firing machine guns at them. Why not with orcas?
That's what I'm saying.
Sink your ass.
Exactly. I mean, they're still up to no good.
And they're smart. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Some people claim they're, you know, super smart. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Probably
smarter
than the pirates.
Probably. I have a feeling, though, that maybe if you start shooting them with guns as they're attacking, they're going to tell their buddies, like, okay, this isn't as easy anymore.
Yep.
And you can get hurt or die if we do this.
They obviously have a means of communication, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've documented that. Scientists know they can communicate. They get out there, and then they start beating the hell out of a boat.
Yeah.
So you start popping caps in them. Now they're like, and that means, like, hey, humans are crazy.
Mm-hmm. They'll kill us.
They have guns.
They will kill us. They did kidnap us for a while. I think we had the documentary that the whale lobby put out to stop the capturing of wild beasts like us.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if we attack their boat, they're going to shoot at us. So perhaps our influence is waning. That's all I'm saying. And maybe we should give it a rest.
And enough with giving them a pass because they're cute. Okay? They're
vicious killers.
Oh my God, they're worse than great white sharks. They kill great white sharks.
Mm-hmm.
They're vicious.
And play with the body afterwards.
They're evil. Just like everybody's like, you know, oh, look at the cute with a little teddy bear. What do you buy your kid? A teddy bear. Put it on their bed. But in real life, a bear will rip your kid apart and eat it for a snack. They don't care about you. They're not pets. They're wild animals. Kill them. You know what I mean? It's like dolphins. Everybody's like, oh my God, Flipper, faster than line. Dolphins are raping people. They're openly raping people. They pull out their little dolphin mammal wieners, and they're raping people.
Notorious rapers,
have you seen the videos where they just jump on the side of the boat and they start wienering some lady?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody laughs. They're like, oh, my God. But if I do that to the lady, I'm a creep, and I'm going to jail.
That's right. They are known rapers. It is true.
Yeah.
I have memories going to SeaWorld, going to Dolphin Cove, down in the underwater lagoon area, viewing.
Please tell me this is going to end the way I want it to.
With my mother. And I was like 8 years old. And all of a sudden, the dolphins are having gay sex. They got their little happy pride month.
No, they were not.
They had their little hooks out. And the guys would go across the pool and then swim right at each other and bump ding-dongs.
Wow, they're horny as hell, dude.
Yeah, they are. And my mother laughed, or cackle.
Wow.
Like I've never heard before. And it was very embarrassing. It embarrassed me. And I didn't like that.
Just one of the many events that's molded you into the man that you are today.
That's right. It was very traumatic. I did not enjoy it. I've never been to SeaWorld since, and I'll never go again.
Uh-huh.
I'll just hear my mother's cackle and saying they're having sex with each other at the top of her lungs because she had two beers at SeaWorld.
Oh, my God.
And got lit.
That's awesome.
And watched gay sex with her son. Gay dolphin sex with her son.
I'm just saying. These animals are dangerous. Stop giving them a pass. These orcas want to take down boats. I say we fight back.
Kill them.
Bye-bye. You want to be endangered, bitch? Keep ramming into my boat. I mean, these people are freaking out. Because what happens? Your boat sinks. Now you're in there. Now you're an hors d'oeuvre.
I wonder if they would eat. I guess they would, right?
Why not?
I saw the documentary. They killed some of the SeaWorld trainers and then, like, took their bodies around. But they didn't eat them.
No, they just played with them like ragdolls.
Yeah. Ugh. I wonder if they would, if these ones in the ocean would eat the people.
Who knows? The scientists don't know why they're taking down boats. Weird.
I think it's because they're like, we can do it. And they got to know there's food in there.
I don't know. Like, the one in, like, the Gibraltar Strait or whatever it is, when they all lined up in a line like a football play, and they just went through this canal taking boats out. It's like, what the hell is that? They looked like they were trained by SeaWorld trainers to do it. It was crazy how they organized, and they were like six orcas wide just running through this canal, and everybody's going, oh my God, what are we going to do? And I'm like, kill them.
Shoot them with a gun.
Harpoon these
Throw
bitches.
Grenades in the water.
Yes.
Boom, boom. Get mortars, mines.
Patriot missiles.
All that stuff.
Whatever you need.
Take a poop in the water.
Ah.
Show dominance.
So, dude, I would.
So hang your butt over the side and dump right on their head.
Right on their,
right
their
on their
dumb
stupid
blowholes.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.